This is Dr. Doi dictating a consultation on Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N, last name Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, her date of birth is May 7, 1974, patient seen for Dallas Jackson, D-A-L-L-A-S, last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, nurse practitioner. Her fax number is 940-591-0458. Patient is referred here for recently discovered erythrocytosis. New paragraph. Symptoms. Patient does not offer any symptoms. New paragraph. This is 49-year-old Hispanic female who does not smoke or drink. The patient says she has fibromyalgia since 2008 and for which she has been seeing Dr. Jackson. New paragraph. Past medical history. She had hysterectomy in 2013. She had C-section in 2000. She had a cyst removed from the uterus, from the ovary in 2005, and she had a gunshot wound in 2006, following which she had a laparotomy. However, they were not able to remove the bullet. Review of system, she complains of fatigue and aches and pain. She has been on meloxicam, amitriptyline, and duloxetine. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is a very pleasant 49-year-old female, 5 feet tall, weighing 215, blood pressure 136 or 87. She is normochaephilic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, and bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. Her recent CBC did show erythrocytosis. Her CBC on 11-2-23, RBC were 5.3 million, hematocrit was 45.1, platelet were 440,000. Her B12 level was slightly low at 162, and vitamin D was low at 20.8. Prior to that, on 11-2-23, her WBC count was 5.3, hematocrit was 45.1, platelet were 440. I think that is the same as I dictated earlier. New paragraph. Previous CBC on on 12-14-21 showed hemoglobin of 13, creat was normal. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, mild erythrocytosis. Diagnosis 2, history of fibromyalgia. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll draw CBC and CMP today, and if it consistently is elevated, we would do further workup in terms of ruling out polycythemia vera. However, I don't suspect it at this point. Also, if hemoglobin and hematocrit is only slightly elevated, at that point we could request the patient to donate the blood periodically and also take a baby aspirin. Thank you. This is a consultation on Lillian Ortiz. Copy of this may be sent to my office. One copy to Dr. Dallas Jackson, nurse practitioner. Thank you.